prepare for a true revolution.
Actually, you can prove God exists.
Questioning tradition, because what you've been taught isn't always true.
The truth will set you free.
The truth will set you free. We are Truth Revolution, is where faith and reason come together and meet. You don't have to give up one to enjoy the other. And Christians and scientists can live together like cats and dogs.
Not like cats and dogs.
No, when they get along.
Oh.
See, I got a cat and a dog at home. They love each other.
They do?
They do.
That was a really weird cultural reference, though, because you, like, flipped it upside down.
I did. Well, it's what our show is about.
Flipping things upside down. You thought faith was unreasonable, but we are telling you otherwise.
That's right. Cats and dogs can live together.
I still don't know about that.
I've seen it. I
don't know. We'll see. Anyway, today we are talking about something you've heard about all last week.
Hold on. I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
I'm going to do a psychic.
Do it.
Psychic prediction.
Do it, Dave. I want you to do this.
We are talking about.
What? I want to know. Come on.
Amanda Berry.
How'd you know?
And Sylvia Brown.
How did you know?
Yeah, because I read the sheet.
Oh, well, that's stupid. Okay, no, we are talking about Amanda Berry. You've been hearing it all last week. This girl who was kidnapped 10 years ago. And has just now been found. And we're talking about psychics because Sylvia Brown, as you probably have heard, predicted this girl was dead.
See, and to me, you know, I'm not one for litigation, but, you know, the mother should actually have some kind of standing for, you know, for just being abused mentally by that. You know what I mean?
Well,
and emotionally.
The mother has died. Did you know this?
Oh, no, I did not know that.
The mother, they say, gave up after this. She didn't even buy Christmas presents for Amanda that Christmas after Sylvia Brown told her that her daughter was dead. And within a year, she passed away.
See, that's terrible.
It is terrible. And so, you know, we're going to look at psychics. Is this real? We're going to look a lot at Sylvia Brown. We're going to talk about psychics in general. Mm-hmm. Are any of them real? Are they all charlatans? What's the deal with this?
And you know what's really crazy? I had a friend of mine, and this is a true story, just this week, tell me, I'm thinking about going to see a psychic. And I'm like,
sorry.
I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Let's have a little talk first. So,
yeah. And we're going to talk about Amanda Berry. We're going to talk about the so-called psychic Sylvia Brown. We're also going to do Bible contradiction, which we do all the time.
Uh-huh.
And if we got time, we're going to talk about faith and blind faith. Should faith be blind?
Right. That's something that is a big subject, I think, to a lot of people who are in the faith, and then a lot of people who are outside the faith looking at you saying,
yeah,
you shouldn't be blind faith,
but we're really big fans of planning more than we can fit into the show, so we may or may not get to that.
Yeah, so there's always online, so you never know.
That's true. You can check us out online, truthrevolution.tv. Dave, what was that website?
truthrevolution.tv. You can check out past shows.
I predict if you go there, you're going to find something really good.
You're right. You find some true shots.
We're doing these. We were doing them every day. We're going to scale back a little bit. Do every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Right.
60 seconds of truth. Enough of that little ding-dong bell, okay?
Mm.
We're going to do 60 seconds of truth Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. These are things you can post on Facebook. It only takes you 60 seconds. A lot of times we put a video with them. Evidence to the faith. How do you know God is real? What about psychics?
Right.
What's the scientific evidence that life would exist?
Right. It doesn't even take you 60 seconds to put it on your Facebook page. You just don't even have to listen to it and just hit... You know,
just hit like.
Share.
That's crazy.
Well, people do it all the time, don't
That's
they?
That's true. Don't read like the article. Just like it on Facebook. Make everybody think you read the article.
Oh, boy.
That's how we're going to roll.
That's right.
Unfortunately, we got to do a half hour radio show about it, so we better know what we're talking about.
Right.
But, okay, look, talking about psychics here, my mom, when she, a long, long time ago, before she had kids, she had her palm read.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said that she would remarry before having children.
Okay.
And she said, hey, I would never divorce. And then the palm reader said, I didn't say whether it was divorce or death.
Oh. See.
Now, when she became a Christian and her marriage was really shaky, she worried about that.
Right.
She told a pastor at her church, and she was worried about her husband dying or perhaps divorce happening because of this. But I am proof that the palm reading was not real. She had me. She was never remarried. I was born. I'm evidence that that palm reading was bunk. Amen. At least that particular one.
Amen. You know, and what I told a friend of mine this past week when they said they wanted to go to a psychic, I said, you know, that just does nothing but actually gives the enemy purchase in your mind, you know, and make you worry about things maybe you shouldn't worry about, or make you hope for things that you shouldn't be hoping for, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
On Yahoo, an article talking about Sylvia Brown and Amanda Berry says, a year after Amanda Berry disappeared in Cleveland, her mother appeared on the Montel Williams show to speak to psychics about what happened to her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Psychic Sylvia Brown, who's made a career of televised psychic readings, told Lana Miller on a 2004 episode that her daughter was dead, causing Miller to break down in tears on the show's set. Quote, "She's not alive, honey," Brown told Miller on the show, according to the Cleveland Plain Dealer newspaper. "Your daughter's not the kind who wouldn't call." This is what she told this woman.
Yeah. That's silly. I mean,
Miller told the newspaper that she believed 98% in what Brown told her. Miller died a year later from heart failure.
And see, it would be one thing if this was a one-off deal.
If Brown had just missed the mark one time.
Yeah.
If she'd make 1,000 predictions and this was the one that didn't happen.
Right. But she's doing it all the time.
Well, this is part of what we're going to talk about today.
Uh-huh.
It's not like psychics or Sylvia Brown misses every once in a while.
Right.
It's that every once in a while they get one right.
Right.
The article continues. It says later on, in 2003, Brown incorrectly told the parents of missing teen Sean Hornbeck that their son was dead and that his body could be found somewhere near, quote, two jagged boulders, according to her premonition. Nearly 4 years later, Hornbeck was found alive, and Brown was widely criticized in the media. You see, she's done this exact same thing before.
Right.
She said the boy died and they found him alive. Could you imagine what that must feel like as a parent?
Well, yeah. I mean, it would cause you a bunch of pain. But man, once you found that they were alive, you would be like overly elated.
Well,
you know,
absolutely.
I mean,
you would be super happy then. But I mean,
but yeah, it's crazy because, I mean, there's nothing in this world that is more important than hope.
Right.
You know, and that's what our Christian faith gives us, is hope. And when you give somebody or take hope away from somebody, oh, that's just terrible.
And we actually have some quotes and some audio clips you're going to hear later in the show today. Predictions that Sylvia made that were just way off base. It gets to the point of being ridiculous. Later in this article on Yahoo, Lieutenant Dave Parker of the Anchorage, Alaska Police Department, they asked him after 18-year-old Samantha Koenig went missing in February 2012. He says, "We've never had a psychic lead that turns out to be correct."
Right.
How often?
Never.
Never. Never. Never. The psychic says, "Oh, you'll find the body here." No. Okay, we'll try over there. Maybe it wasn't here, but it's over there.
Well, let me tell you what. If psychics were really real, wouldn't they all be hitting the lottery? Seriously?
Well, they say no. I mean, I think one of their arguments, and I agree, like that would make sense, but I think their argument is they're communicating with the dead. They're far beyond that. They're not concerned with things like that.
Right, okay.
Right. They can't necessarily predict all the numbers. They get general premonitions.
Yeah, yet I'm going to go on Montel Williams' show and get money to tell this woman that
her daughter's dead.
Nice.
She's taking advantage of these people.
Yes.
The verse from the Bible that comes to my mind, and I recognize we have listeners who are Christian. Mm-hmm. We have listeners who are not Christian. We're here partly to show that the evidence for the Christian faith exists, and we want people to wrestle with that.
Right.
I want to point out that the Bible warns against people who do these things.
Yeah.
In Jeremiah 14, the prophet Jeremiah gets a message from God. "Then the Lord said to me, 'The prophets are prophesying lies in my name. I have not sent them, or appointed them, or spoken to them. They are prophesying to you false visions, divinations, idolatries, and delusions of their own minds.'"
There you go. Key words, own minds.
That's right. This verse was spoken to Jeremiah about prophets in his own time,
mm-hmm.
but I think it really applies very well to the circumstances when we're seeing psychics, false Christian prophets. They have these things in their own minds. I don't know whether Sylvia Brown or these other psychics are totally, completely corrupted con men and women, or whether they actually believe it themselves.
Right.
But it's very possible that, like Jeremiah says, they're either prophesying false visions, divinations, or delusions of their own minds.
Right.
They're deluded themselves
into believing that they know what the truth is.
Sylvia's statement on Amanda Berry, she actually released a statement right. about this. She says, for nearly six decades, Sylvia Brown has dedicated her life to helping others as a spiritual psychic and guide. This comes from her website.
Right.
She has been called upon to assist individuals, families, and law enforcement agencies.
Across it's over the, here. No, it's over there.
Across the U.S. and Canada on hundreds of high-profile criminal investigations. She has received numerous commendations for the positive impact her contributions have provided. I'd like to see those.
I would like to see those, too.
Resulting in important information that leads to the that ultimately led to the closure of major investigations. I'd like to see those, too.
Right.
They don't. They just say she has them. They don't say what they are. For more than 50 years as a spiritual psychic and guide, this is a quote, when called upon to either help authorities with missing person cases or to help families with questions about their loved ones, I've been more right than wrong.
Well, that means 51% is good enough, right?
Well, I don't even know if that's true.
Right, but I mean, for her to say I've been more right than wrong means that, well, yeah. don't you... 50, she could be 51% is good enough.
Sure.
But not when you're telling people their daughter's dead.
Well, and we'll be. You're, thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you.
You're welcome.
I don't care if you're right 51 times. I don't care if you're right, you know, 75 times. Right. If you're wrong 25 times and you're willing to put that out there and say, well, I'm wrong a quarter of the time, but honey, your daughter's dead.
Right.
Don't look for her.
That's ridiculous.
She says, if ever there was a time to be grateful and relieved for being mistaken, this is the time.
I agree.
About Amanda Berry.
I agree with that totally. Okay.
Then she says, only God is right all the time. Well, that's true. Only God is right all the time. But then you should not claim right. to be a psychic who knows all these things.
I claim to be a guesser.
She says, my heart goes out to Amanda Berry, her family, yeah. the other victims and their families. I wish you peaceful recovery.
Yeah, she should take psychic off the front of her name and say, a good guesser. Well, maybe not even a good guesser, but, you know.
Excellent manipulator.
Right.
Luke 16:26. This is a story in the Bible that Jesus is telling about someone in heaven and someone in hell.
Mm-hmm.
He says, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us.
Right.
When you die and you go to the realm of the dead, you are there and you do not come back from the dead unless God himself brings you back. You cannot communicate with people. You cannot go to heaven. You cannot go to hell. You cannot come back to earth.
Right. Who was it that did that show that was called Crossing Over? Was that Jonathan Edwards?
Jonathan Edwards.
Yeah, Crossing Over with Jonathan Edwards.
I'm going to bring up a point about him a little bit later. It is impossible to contact the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Between us and you, great chasm has been fixed, that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. Most often, real encounters with spirits are demonic in nature, and we should not be involved.
Right.
If these people aren't liars and manipulators, if it's not a delusion from their own mind, this is something demonic that's happening.
Right. Totally.
Acts 16. Once, when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." And she kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so troubled that he turned around and said to the spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." At that moment, the spirit left her.
Yeah.
There are some spirits that cause people to predict the future. It doesn't say here whether she actually predicted it rightly or not.
Right.
But there are some things that go on that are demonic.
Yes.
And so we're either dealing with a liar, a demoniac, or someone who's deluded in their own mind when we're dealing with psychics.
Either way, not good.
Not good. Not something to mess with. We're going to come back. There's a story in the Bible about a psychic who actually contacted a dead person. Mm-hmm. What's up with that? We're going to do our Bible contradiction on the second half of the show. And we're going to actually talk about other predictions that Sylvia Brown has made. This is crazy.
This is our fail show.
From 2012, did she get any of them right? Just kidding. We'll see. Come back, truthrevolution.tv.
You're invited to Revolution Church this Sunday. Don't wear a suit and tie. Nobody else does. Just come as you are. Revolution Church has a special kids program planned, rocking music, and teaching that actually matters for real life. 10:15 this Sunday morning. Just music, teaching, and a program for the kids. 10:15 this Sunday morning. Check us out online, salinarevolution.com. www.salinarevolution.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Jeff from Revolution Church. Not only am I the host of the Truth Revolution radio program, but I'm also a foster parent. Did you know that there are only 20 or 30 children in Salina that need to be adopted right now? Did you know that there are children in foster care who want to live in Salina but are sometimes placed in other towns because we don't have enough foster homes here? I want to challenge you to consider foster care today. If you're interested in doing foster care, go to kfapa.com. That's K-F-A-P-A, as in the Kansas Foster and Adoptive Parent Association.com. K-F-A-P-A.com, and get more information. You can request information, email and ask any questions you want, or possibly even sign up to take a class about foster parenting. It's easier and more difficult than you'd ever imagine, but it's also more rewarding than you'd ever imagine. Consider fostering and helping a child in need today.
Truth Shots from TruthRevolution.tv and Revolution Church. Here's your host, Dave, and Pastor Jeff.
Islam is the second largest religion in the world with over 1.5 billion followers.
And it is actually far closer to Christianity than many other religions. We both believe in only one God and absolute truth.
So how are you saved in this religion?
Basically, you go to heaven by following through on deeds.
Such as reciting the Shahada several times a day?
Yes, and visiting Mecca, almsgiving, things like that.
So is there salvation premised on doing good deeds?
Well, it's first premised on forgiveness from Allah, but then each person's deeds, as well as the will of God, determines their eternal destiny.
So it has a lot to do with your actions. How do we know if this is true?
Unfortunately, it's completely unprovable. We cannot die, see our deeds weighed, and say, okay, it's legit, and then come back and tell people.
However, in Christianity, the resurrection of Jesus proves something.
Yes, Christianity is the only major religion that is actually testable in a key way. The resurrection of Jesus.
TruthRevolution.tv.
Did you know that Truth Revolution is supported by Revolution Church and listeners like you?
It takes quite a bit of time and money to produce a quality radio show.
If you find Truth Revolution helpful, a donation would be a powerful way to make sure the message keeps going out.
This ministry is doing more than Dave and I imagined it would at the beginning.
You got that right.
And as we grow, we want to keep the goal the same, to be the place where faith and reason meet.
Donations are accepted at www.truthrevolution.tv or Revolution Church.
Truth Revolution.
And we're back. Truth Revolution today, talking about psychics.
Are they real? Specifically Sylvia Brown, since she predicted that Amanda Berry was dead, told her mother, your daughter is gone. She's dead. Forget it. And the daughter turns up 10 years later, alive, just as last week.
Yeah.
Sylvia Brown, we've basically put out the premise so far that she's either a liar, a manipulator, deluded, or demonic.
Right. Now, we don't want to put out here that we're just mad at Sylvia Brown.
If Sylvia Brown came to town, I would go to coffee with her if she invited me. I would talk to her. I do not respect what she's doing. I think it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's unbiblical. But we as Christians respect, love, and offer forgiveness to everybody.
Right.
We love them. We love people. We have to love people. But we also have to put the warning out there. This is not right. Most psychics are frauds that make false predictions, and they fish for information. That's how they do this.
Well, you said most psychics. Now, I mean, I would venture to say that pretty much all of them, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, unless they're demonic.
Oh, right. Because then they might have some information that earthly people might not have.
Right. Now, these are predictions that Sylvia Brown made for 2012. Okay? This is on her website.
Right.
This is not something that we're making up.
Right. This is going to be fun.
These are things that she predicted. She said, it's going, in the year 2012, it's going to be a mild winter and a long summer in the Midwest. Well, you know, she wasn't too far off there.
Was she talking about last winter or this past winter?
2012, this past one.
Right. That was a long winter.
Okay, well, that, okay.
Take it from a guy that rides his motorcycle everywhere. It was a long winter.
It wasn't a mild winter, but it was a long summer. It was a hot summer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she kind of almost got that one right. She said that the housing market would improve and that people would start spending more money. Okay, now, of course, there's a couple things here that I just have to say, you know, yes and no.
Right.
I mean, it kind of improved because it hit rock bottom right. in 2012.
When you got nowhere else to go but up.
And it got slightly right. better. It got nowhere near what the values were 6 years ago.
Right.
But it did get slightly better. It's kind of like, you know, you're running and you crash and someone's going to be like, I predict you're going to be able to run fast again. And you get up and you're like going half a mile an hour. And they're like, see, that's faster than you were laying down on the ground in a coma.
Right.
So, I mean, she's kind of right. You know, it did get slightly better. But then she says people are going to spend more money. Well, did people spend more money? Well, slightly, but here's the deal. They always do. When we talk about people spending money more or less, usually from year to year, they're right. usually talking about the rate of increase, not whether or not people actually spent money more or less.
Right.
They're talking, people spent more money than expected this year, meaning the rate increased faster. People mm-hmm. spent less money than expected, mean they spent money, they spent more money, but not as much
as
more.
As they were expecting.
Right. And right. so when she says people are going to spend more money,
that's
well,
a given.
Duh.
Yeah, that's a given.
From 1950 until now, that's 63 years, uh-huh. there were only 3 or 4 dips in people's spending from right. year to year.
Not crashes, but
not
dips.
Crashes, just dips.
Right.
All right. So, I mean, so she's been right a few times. We'll give her that. But these weren't like awesome predictions.
Right.
Now, she also made another prediction.
President Obama will not be reelected to President of the United States.
Sorry. Yeah. No, not. She also said a Republican will not be, or a Republican will be president.
You know, it's crazy. You think that
Sorry.
After all that, I mean, you just give up. Go find a day job.
She's probably making millions, though. In 2011... there were 1,897 tornadoes. Mm-hmm. She said there would be more tornadoes in Middle America. There were only 1,037, 800 less.
Right. I mean, that's almost cut in half.
It is. She said there would be more hurricanes. In 2011, uh-huh. there were 4, Dave.
In 2012, there was 2. That's like cutting it in half. You know what? We need her to make more predictions like this.
Yeah. She should predict that I'm going to be poor.
The world would be a much safer place if she... you know, made bad predictions about, you know, earthquakes.
I hope she predicts that our radio program fails miserably.
There you go.
All right. She said there would be more earthquakes and natural disasters in Japan. Japan had less earthquakes in 2012 than the year before. They had less natural disaster problems. In fact, in 2012, Japan had 114 people die from natural disasters.
Okay.
That's bad.
Yeah, that is bad.
114.
But in 2011...
Japan had 15,891 people die from natural disasters.
that is a terrible, terrible fail. I mean, that's...
What? Let me pull out my trusty calculator here.
That's less than 10%.
That's 15,777 wrong.
Right. She also said that there would be a cure for multiple sclerosis. And these are all predictions for last year.
Now, she said... in 2011 or 2012, that more research and insights will come about autism, which has to do with genetics.
Right.
To be honest, I didn't even look this one up. I mean, come on. That's like saying, in 2012, I predict doctors are going to cure people.
Right.
I'm amazing. I predict they're going to do more research into the flu.
Ooh.
Do you believe? Send me your money right now.
There you go.
No, okay.
We're in the wrong business.
But speaking of sending money, you can donate to the Truth Revolution show if you'd like to.
Oh, bad segue. Bad segue.
Terrible segue. But you can donate to a show that does not make false predictions.
Right.
All of our predictions are true. In fact, I predict Sylvia Brown is going to make another false prediction soon.
Wow. I wouldn't have thought it.
That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah. No, she turns out to be 100% from now on. You're going to quit your show, right?
I'll send all the donations back that are donated on this date. No, but we do. We are listener supported. This show happens because of you people.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
So we appreciate all of you who make this happen. But yeah, also, we've done a show on this before, and we talked about Sylvie Brown's predictions for 2004. She said American troops will be pulled out of Iraq by June or July 2004.
What watch is she using?
She said, Martha...
Is that the Gregorian calendar?
Oh, that's what it is. She was using the wrong calendar.
Oh, gotcha.
She's using the ancient Russian Chinese dome calendar.
Nice.
It's not even a real one, but if you go by that one,
right.
You'll
never be wrong.
She predicted that Martha Stewart would not go to jail.
And you know what? And Martha Stewart's got grounds to sue her because she got her hopes up.
Yeah. Really? I bet the judge saw that and was like, oh, it's on now.
It's on now, yeah.
She said North Korea would launch nuclear weapons in 2004.
Yeah, didn't happen.
Sorry. You know, I think we're getting a point here.
Mm-hmm.
Psychics are wrong. Sylvia Brown is wrong.
Typically wrong. I mean, they may get one every now and again. Because, I mean, you flip a coin. I mean, how many times is it going to come up heads or tails when you call it?
That's right. Well, yeah, and typically, the predictions that she makes correct... are predictions that are extremely vague.
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, I predict people are going to start spending more money. Well, which people? How much more money?
Right.
When? By what means? Into what categories are you going to put their money?
Right.
The biblical prophecies and predictions aren't like, people will spend more money. They're like, there's going to be a Messiah born this year, after this many years, in this town, who comes from this family, this family, this family. He's going to be born in this city, then he's going to live in this city, and then he's going to say and do this.
Right. Biblical prophecy is spot on.
Every single time, mm-hmm. told far into the future with detail.
Right. And you can try and refute it if you want to, but the proof is there.
And that's why we do our show. Go to our website, truthrevolution.tv. We've done shows on biblical prophecy. Look them up. It's awesome.
It is.
To see how much prophecy is fulfilled, what came about from it. Love it.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that really bolsters your faith once you start seeing how accurate biblical prophecy is.
One of the questions people often ask, and we brought it up earlier, is why do they seem so accurate, like on their shows, like Jonathan Edwards?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the answer is... Every 30-minute episode of Jonathan Edwards on Crossing Over requires 6 hours of taping.
That's crazy. Can you imagine sitting there for 6 hours? I'd be like, man, give me some McDonald's. I'm getting hungry.
No kidding. I mean, if you give me an hour with a group of 100 people,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to make some correct predictions.
Yeah.
I can read people decent enough. You can probably do it. I imagine most people could stand there in front of 100 people and say, was there someone here whose grandmother, I think their name started with an M.
Right.
I mean, how many Marthas are there?
There's only so many letters in the alphabet.
Right. And there's 100 people there. And, oh, wait, my grandmother, her name started with an M. You see the person's 50 years old and you say, mm-hmm. she's passed, hasn't she? Well, yeah, she has. She wanted to let you know there was an argument in the family some years ago. And she wants you to know that the family... she loves you. She wants family. I mean, no kidding.
Right.
What family doesn't have some grandma or aunt or uncle start with the name M, right. who's passed on and with an argument in the family? I mean, and that's how they do this. Now, it's not always fraud. Sometimes it's demonic, as we mentioned. 1 Timothy 4:1. The Spirit clearly says that in later times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons.
Bingo.
So, you know, I want us to remember that predictions in the Bible are told far into the future. They're beautiful predictions, detailed in mm-hmm. nature, and you can trust what they say.
Right.
You can compare it to actual historical events and find out this was a real prophecy. So I'm encouraging everybody right now to go to truthrevolution.tv. That's our website.
Right. You can donate. You can check out past shows. You can check out Truth Shots.
And you can hear about prophecies that have been fulfilled.
All right. Wait a minute now. We forgot a Bible contradiction.
Oh, Bible contradictions.
Yeah, I predict one coming up.
Okay.
Online.
We do extra content online sometimes. Today, we're doing extra content online because we didn't get the Bible contradiction in yet. I can't believe we didn't do that.
Well, we got
to
talking.
Go to truthrevolution.tv. That's where you're going to hear the answer for our Bible contradiction today. We're talking about whether or not you should submit to the government. Ooh, that's a good question.
Hot button.
So if you want to hear the Bible contradiction, also I got a couple extra things about psychics we're going to do just online today because we ran out of time on the radio. Thanks to everyone on KGIL, KSAL, all our networks and stations. Mm-hmm. You guys are awesome. Hit us up on truthrevolution.tv. Let us know you listen to the show.
Right.
You can donate, listen.
Throw questions at us.
Whatever you want. Truthrevolution.tv.
Truth Revolution.
And we're online.
I can't believe we forgot to do the Bible contradiction during the show. We didn't forget. We ran out of time.
Right. But, we continued to talk, and I was thinking, maybe I should interject somewhere. But, we started talking about how beautiful Bible prophecy is, and I just totally Oof. Lost it, yeah.
Man.
So, yeah, because I thought that was important.
Okay, really quickly, I want you to hear a couple things about psychics before I do the Bible contradiction.
Okay.
Hopefully we won't forget again.
Well, we got all the time in the world here.
I want you to know, psychics often talk about this special knowledge that they have that other people don't have.
Right.
That is not true. There is no such thing as special knowledge. This is something called esotericism. And esotericism means something understood by the select few. It's special knowledge or interest for people who are particularly picked out. And guess what? About 2,000 years ago, there were false teachers called Gnostics who believed in a secret knowledge. Oh, there was this idea. There's this inner circle of knowledge attainable by only a few privileged people. And they were telling Christians, oh, you need to be like us because we have the secret special knowledge that you other Christians don't. Well, Peter, the Apostle Paul, writes confronting, we weren't called Gnostics at this point, but
right.
He writes confronting these people in 2 Peter chapter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours. A faith as precious as the apostles? That's what he says. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him, who's called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he's given us very great and precious promises, so that through them, those promises, you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Look, Peter's saying it right there.
Right.
Our faith and ability to know God is just as great and precious as the founders of Christianity. It is not a secret society. It is not like you can be a psychic and get the special esoteric knowledge.
Right. Can I point something else out here real quick?
Please.
You know, any time in history, at least from what I know, When you have an elect group of people that say, we are chosen, they never include anybody else in their circle, because they're not, because you have to be chosen. You know what I mean? And so why would the Gnostics say, hey, you need to come over to us and be like us? Because that's not being chosen. That's
right.
Making the choice yourself.
Van Praagh, a self-proclaimed medium or psychic clairvoyant, he says this about being a clairvoyant. He says, it's like a radio station. I actually will tune into, if you will. Oh, wait. I got to read this with our bells. Okay.
Okay.
I actually will tune into, if you will, a certain energy, a frequency of person's voice. I'm hearing their voice. And by hearing that voice, I receive impressions. Sometimes it's a scene of something.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a feeling of something. And I get words in front of me. You get words in front of you? That's nice. But we all have words in front of us. It's called the Bible.
Right. Amen.
And we all have the same knowledge available to us.
Well, you think also about how many people have passed on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, working in radio, you know that there's a certain amount of frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
And, sometimes you get stations overlapping each other. Now, I'm wondering if with all these people passing on... And you're hearing voices like frequencies. How much chatter do you have over the top of each other?
Oh, geez.
Because, everybody's got something to tell you.
Well, here's a clip from Sylvia Brown on the Montel Williams Show. I just want you to listen to this.
Please welcome Michael to the show. Michael and his wife, Kathy.
Sylvia Brown is here.
My daughter, Michelle, was 17 years old. She'll be gone 5 years, the 21st of this year. Sylvia, I don't know how she died, Please, if you can, how did she die?
She was shot.
Circumstances around her death?
She just collapsed in her room.
I don't know, but something looks like it hit the chest.
Hmm.
Because it looks like a combustion.
They found nothing on the autopsy.
I don't care,
nothing.
But it looks like something hit her in the chest.
They did an autopsy. They did drug. You know, they do whatever
everything.
They do. It's just she was a healthy child, and
she was in her.
Just fell out in her
just
room.
Just went out
like a golf club's fall or whatever.
I know. Just went down.
Yeah.
I don't know, but there was something that hit her in the chest. I'm telling you.
Wow.
She started out plain as day. She was shot.
Yeah.
Absolute certainty. Well, actually, she was in her room and collapsed, and they found nothing. Well, something hit her chest. She backpedaled really quickly.
Yes, she did. She stuck by her guns after she backpedaled.
Right. she was wrong.
She was.
She was wrong again.
Totally.
2 Peter 1:2. Grace, peace, grace, and knowledge comes from the word of God, mm-hmm. not secret voices.
Right.
All right. So, sorry. Anything you want to add before your Bible contradiction, Dave?
No, I just want to add, you know, stuff like this can be very frustrating. I can imagine even more so for a pastor who has people that he has to watch over as a flock, you know.
I am a pastor, mm-hmm. and if I seem a little upset about stuff like this, it's because it does upset me. I have people who come to me who genuinely want to know the will of God, and they get duped by charlatans like these people.
Right. So there's obvious reasons why this would be upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we only have a certain amount of time on this earth,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, it can easily be wasted when we pull our attentions to one side or the other.
Yep.
And, you know, the Bible expressly tells us to keep our attention straight down the middle and keep our eyes on God.
That's right.
You know, people like this just throw the monkey in the wrench, to speak.
It's a good word. Yeah. And speaking of good word, let's talk about Bible contradictions.
Bible contradiction.
All right. This week's Bible contradiction comes from the Freedom From Religion Foundation again.
Freedom From Religion.
The ACLU.
Do you think they're... Jeez.
Sorry, did I say that?
Do you think they're aware that the Constitution is actually like freedom of religion, not freedom from?
Right.
You think that's a typo?
No, I think they honestly believe that we have the right to be free from religion. And you know what? If you don't want to have a religion, yes, that is your right.
That's true.
But, you know, it's not your right to take religion away from other people. That's the thing that irks me.
Right.
Anyway.
I don't want to make fun of them. I just want to answer their contradiction.
Right. All right. Shall we obey the law or not?
Yes.
1 Peter.
Is that all? That done?
Yeah. 1 Peter 2, verse 13. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man, to the king as supreme, or unto governors. Kind of waits a little bit into verse 14 there.
Yeah.
Matthew 22:21, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's.
Very famous verse.
Mm-hmm. And also it says, see Romans 13:1-7 and Titus 3:1. I check those out, and those do indeed tell you to
obey the government.
Obey the government. Okay. But in Acts, chapter 5, verse 29, it says we ought to obey God rather than men.
Oh, what's up with that?
This is a bona fide contradiction if I ever saw one. Right?
Okay.
Well, tell me I'm right, right?
Yeah. Do we obey God or do we obey government when they contradict? Well, the answer is we obey God.
Really?
So what's up with 1 Peter 2 saying you have to obey the government? Well, you have to understand what Peter was talking about. And these other verses when they talk about obeying the government, you have to do it in context. Our crack acronym, the first C, context, is so important. Let's read some of the context in 1 Peter. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether the emperor, governors, because they are sent to punish those who do wrong and commend those who do right. Now listen, here's the part they left out. For it is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. Why does God want you to obey the government? It says right here, it's not a good in itself. He wants you to obey the government so that, verse 15, by doing good, you silence the ignorant talk of foolish people.
Right.
It says, live as free people, but do not use your freedom to cover up evil. Live as God's slaves. Show proper respect to everyone. And then he goes in, 1 Peter, into a section about slaves submitting to their masters. Right. We also hold that slavery is wrong. But the Bible says slaves should submit to their masters. Mm-hmm. Then he goes into another section about Jesus submitting to humans and to God. Really? And we would say that God doing things for humans is technically wrong as well. This whole section is about the upside down kingdom, is about submitting to people out of reverence for them and reverence for God. We submit to people because we revere God. So we submit to the government. We submit to other people. If we're a slave, we submit to our master. Even Jesus himself submitted to people when right. he didn't have to. This is not about just obey the government. That's all. This is about having a submissive life as a Christian.
Gotcha.
This is about living in a way that ultimately pleases God and gives nobody any reason to question whether you are really a follower of God or whether you're a hypocrite.
Right. And there will only be a few times when God and government come into conflict, honestly. You know, for the most part, our governments are here to uphold law and order, you know, and to be our guide for living, you know.
Well, right. But when we come back to verse 15, the whole point is to you do good and it silences right. the foolish talk of people who are saying that Christians are evil. So you obey the government. But when they tell you to do something different from God, well, do you prove God right when you obey the government instead of God? No. You go back to the ultimate goal, and the ultimate goal is to please God and to show that the followers of God are good, godly people.
Right.
That's the ultimate goal. And so if obeying the government doesn't accomplish that goal, and you want to be a good, godly person, then you obey God instead right. of the government.
And a great point, actually, would be with Paul and Peter, Paul and Silas. Spending time in prison for spreading their faith.
Yeah.
They were told expressly by the government, don't do that.
That's right. And so you have to obey God when his glory is at stake. Mm-hmm. When the whole point here, again, is to ultimately please God. We submit to everyone if that will somehow show people that we're there to please God, to serve others, and do right.
Right.
So when someone tells us to do wrong, of course we're not going to obey. We're not going to obey when someone tells us to do wrong because that's not pleasing to God and it doesn't show people that we're good, godly people.
Right.
That's the whole point. 1 Peter verse 15, which they conveniently left out. So that's the answer for Bible contradiction today.
Right on.
I'm glad you're at our website, truthrevolution.tv. Look around a little bit more. We have truth shots every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday,
mm-hmm.
which are 60 seconds of truth.
Yep. And don't forget, if it is at all possible for you to do, come out and join us at Revolution Church.
Yeah, 10:15 Sunday mornings. We'd love to have you.